So when she looked at it, she didn't see anything. So then when she got back to the layover, she told me about it. And as I was thinking, you know, I looked at the damage and stuff, and it doesn't look fresh. But it's just more to kind of CYA, I guess you can say, on this.
Okay, so there was a vehicle that possibly rear-ended the bus, is that what I'm hearing? And this happened back at 122 and Harold, their southbound trip?
It wouldn't have been a rear-end. It would have been off to the side. Like, he would have had to have hit the side of the bus, which meant she would have had to feel it or hurt it or something, as well as the passengers, and nothing happened. I mean, nobody said anything, and it's just, you know, one of those things where you see something and you kind of wonder, and one of those moments, and that's where she's at. So this is where we're at, and I took a couple of pictures, but I just wanted you guys to be aware, and she feels bad because she didn't know exactly where to go, what to do, and after talking to her, everything's good.
Okay, so we can't confirm that there was an accident. What I'm trying to gauge here is if I need to send reports to her or not.
Yeah, looking at the damage, it does not look fresh. And as far as she knows, there was no contact. And none of the passengers stated there was a contact or felt or heard or seen anything. So it was just because the car pulled over in the middle of the road the way it was. And it looked like a beater car, as she says. And, you know, that's where it's at. I just don't know, and she don't know. I wasn't there. In the back of her mind.
Okay, well, I will take it as info for now, and I'll have to check with my manager as far as if we want them to, if we want to generate an asset and actually go through reports for this. My gut says that we'll just let it be, and if there is, you know, we get a report, somebody reporting that there was contact made with the bus, we'll have to then request reports from her, but at this time, I don't have much to go off.
Well, and that's what we're thinking, too, because if it would have happened, they would have said something for sure. I mean, this car was in pretty bad shape. So, but anyways, it's just more relief for her, you know, and we wanted to do the right thing, and I explained everything to her. So, also, at this point, she's running late, so if we put her in drop-off only.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And I guess just make sure you let her know that, you know, at this time, no reports. But that might change. Like I said, I'm going to speak to my manager just to verify. And that also goes for you as well.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah, like I say, you know, like I say, she didn't see any contact. There was damage to the side of the bus, but like I say, it's old damage. And she did the relief on the road, and it's not a real good spot for them to go out and check all this. So she checked it when she went over to the layover there.
Okay, well, I would definitely have her mark it on her trip sheet. And like I said, I'll chat with the supervisor, with my supervisor about it. I do have another item for you when you're ready.
Okay, give me a second here, and let me explain everything, sure.
Copy. Let me know when you're ready. 1655.